Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Christy Kinahan planned on moving and starting a new life in Zimbabwe, according to sources. Now, Christy Kinahan, as you all know, is one of the most wanted fugitives by the FBI, under sanctions, and the head of the Kinahan cartel. So he is a very, very highly placed person in the world of organized crime. And when you're somebody like this, very difficult to fade away from society and have nobody recognize who you are. But Christy Kinahan, according to these reports anyway, was looking to start a brand new life down in Zimbabwe with his family. So let's get into this article from Dublin Live and let's get caught up on what Christy Kinahan and the Kinahan cartel is up to. Headline, cartel boss Christy Kinahan planned to start a new life in Zimbabwe. The FBI most wanted criminal also hoped to buy a fleet of at least 9 planes from the Egyptian Air Force to transport drugs around Africa. Now, Africa is a gigantic prize. For these drug dealers, these drug cartels, to have providence in Africa and to have control of these drug routes coming in and out of Africa, it's a godsend for them. You want to talk about a nice launch pad for them to launch their drugs and get engaged in some, you know, good old-fashioned bribery to the locals? Oh, they know all about it down here. And Christy Kinahan and the Kinahan cartel, they've exploited that. Any place where there's corruption, you can guarantee that a sophisticated cartel like the Kinahan cartel is going to manipulate that into something that is beneficial to them. This article was authored by Pat Flanagan. Drug lord Christy Kinahan planned to start a new life in Zimbabwe with his long-term partner and their children, leaked documents reveal. The FBI most wanted criminal also hoped to buy a fleet of at least 9 planes from the Egyptian Air Force to transport drugs around Africa. The founder of the Kinahan cartel, once known as the Dapper Don, had tried to secure a marriage license in Zimbabwe as a way of setting up a permanent bolt hole there. So this guy, look, he's not stupid. He realizes that the walls may come down and close in on him at any point. And the more places you have to go and hide, the more places where you can go and run to, the better off you're going to be. And Zimbabwe is not exactly what I would call, you know, the most stable place in the world. My guess is there's some corruption going on down in Zimbabwe. And if you show up with the kind of money the Kinahans have, all of a sudden, you're a superstar. In a bid to evade capture, he planned to move his long-term partner, a Dutch woman in her 40s, along with their 3 children, to the basket case country in Central Africa. So, look, not exactly the kind of place where I'd want to be moving my family, but when you're on the run and you're an international fugitive, an international criminal, you really don't have many choices, right? Not very many good ones. Not like you're showing up down to Italy and you're going to hang out on the Amalfi Coast. Your days of vacationing, you know, down in Ibiza, those days are long over. So you have to do what you have to do to make sure that you're safe and that your family's safe. And I guess Christy Kinahan thinks that, you know, Zimbabwe is a quality move. But it is believed that Zimbabwean authorities blocked the move, fearing it would become a new hub for the drugs empire. Smart move on their behalf, because wherever the Kinahan cartel goes, that's what they do, just like any other cartel. They show up, and they have power, they have money, and the most important part, they have access to more cocaine than you can ever imagine. So they'll come in, they'll get everybody in the local area in line. New Boston Town folks, guess who's in charge? And then business as usual. A lot of times the transition's bloody. You know, when the cartel shows up and they start riling up the locals and getting rid of local gangs who won't play ball, it gets a little bloody. And then after that, you have these cartels who stabilize things. As far as, you know, they're concerned, things are stabilized. And then business as usual. This is what we're seeing right now down in Ecuador, El Salvador, and other places in Central America as the cartels from Mexico continue to increase their reach. Guard, I believe, Christy Kinahan, as well as his sons Daniel and Christopher Jr., are desperate to leave their base in Dubai as pressure mounts on authorities there to move against them. Look, how long is Dubai going to hold out here? Because they're facing serious pressure, and not just from America, from a lot of other countries now as well. So what do they have to gain by keeping the Kinahans around? Obviously, there's some bribing going on. There's some, you know, wetting of the beak. But besides that, what's the long game here for Dubai? It has emerged that the 65-year-old criminal has been flying to and from Zimbabwe and lived with his family in a rented house in the capital of Harare for a number of months. So look, these guys are still traveling, they're still getting out of the country, they're still flying around, and they're still handling their business. This is what we've talked about here for a while. It's going to take a long time to crush this organization, and especially if you don't see any of the Kinahans get arrested, because that tells the rest of the organization that they're still untouchable and that we should continue business as usual. Now, if you arrest one of these guys, it'll send shockwaves through the organization, and a lot of times that will push people into ratting or snitching or trying to go into self-preservation mode. And you see it with these cartels all the time when things start going south. Look, it's all about how can I come out of this without jail time? How do I come out of this without being killed? What do you think, there's honor among the cartel members? Posing as a legitimate businessman, using the name Christopher Vincent, he opened at least one company in the construction sector, which would have entitled him to a 12-month visa. But it is understood his application for marriage cert and visa were blocked. Oh, they'll let him invest in the country, though. Yeah, you can open this business as long as we can get some tax dollars from you. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of this ends up happening. You have rich people like the Kinahans. They'll go to places like Zimbabwe. They know that, you know, a lot of financial constraints are happening in a place like that, and they start spreading around the dough. So if you start bribing people and you lock yourself in the business community, and people are wetting their beak at your trough, well, those people don't want that money to dry up, right?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Kinahan is understood to have been in Zimbabwe as recently as March or April, just before the U.S. announced financial sanctions on him and his sons and four other associates. At the same time, the FBI placed a $5 million bounty on their heads, with authorities in the United Arab Emirates announcing sanctions against the cartel bosses shortly after. Leaked documents obtained by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists show Kinahan was involved in an audacious bid to buy Egyptian military transport planes. Now, we talked about this recently, too. Definitely a brazen bid here. That's just what the world needs, huh? More planes in the air, bringing more cocaine to market? And using planes, that's one of the best ways to do it. They'll have these clandestine landing strips. They'll bring the planes in with these giant loads. They'll fly low so they don't hit radar. And before you know it, planes are landing and taking off on a regular basis, bringing cocaine to the market and money back to wherever it's going. 2 years ago, a Dubai company linked to Kinahan, Seadream Middle East General Trading, tried to purchase as many as 9 used de Havilland Canada DH-5 Buffalo planes. Interpol says Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, and other African countries are used as transit countries by international drug smuggling criminals. And again, it has to do with being able to bribe people and having these clandestine landing strips. If you have them out of the way in the middle of, you know, the jungle or whatever, well, less likely that the authorities are going to be hip to it. And if you pay the authorities off, you don't got to worry about anything. Hundreds of documents obtained by Malawi's platform for investigative journalism show Kinahan was micromanaging elements of the deal. He was also involved in setting up a website and trying to strike similar deals in Africa and Latin America. The documents are part of a cache of leaked material that includes remarkable photographs of the photo-wary crime boss. So look, this wasn't just happening in Africa. They know that they want to set up in South America. And I've always contended that their best bet would be to turn to their associates in places like Colombia or Peru or Ecuador. I mean, with enough money, really, the sky is the limit. Gardai and the FBI believe that the Kinahan leader is one of Europe's most notorious gangs, which is involved in narcotics, money laundering, and arms trafficking, and has ties to Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. They have been linked to at least 20 murders in Europe, according to Europol, the European Union's police agency. So look, this is, as we all know, a very dangerous organization, and they're not playing games. These guys are out here trying to increase their footprint, trying to increase the control of area, and they're going to do it no matter what anyone thinks or says. You can have 10 investigations going, and they're going to try and find a way to beat that investigation and continue to bring these drugs to market. And when you hear stories like this, you know that Zimbabwe isn't the only place. So you know they have plans to boogie around the world to other bolt holes and other hiding spots. It'll be up to the investigators to figure that all out and find out where they're going to go. But one thing is for sure, the game of cat and mouse between the Kinahans and the authorities is definitely on. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.